Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a suspect in an assault with a deadly weapon incident that took place in Old Town last night. Officers responded to 4th and D Streets and found the victim at the scene. The victim had suffered a potential life-threatening injury and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. The victim, a Eureka resident, is expected to survive, and the suspect, who has not been identified, was described as a white male adult, 40 to 50 years old, about 6'1", 250 pounds, with dark hair and a medium-length beard. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. The County Drug Task Force, along with sheriff's deputies, served a search warrant at a parcel of properties in the 5600 block of Neyland Road yesterday. Officers seized nearly 3,000 growing marijuana plants, 117 pounds of processed weed, two rifles, five handguns, and $11,000 in cash. There was no one present during the search, and one suspect has been identified, and a warrant for their arrest is being sought. Anyone with information about the grow or any other suspects is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Also yesterday, sheriff's deputies and members of the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at several properties on Shively Flat Road. Officers found more than 600 growing plants, firearms, and evidence consistent with drug sales activity. Three people were arrested, 65-year-old Jack E. Jones and 45-year-old Jack A. Jones, both of Shively. They, along with 51-year-old Malcolm Dollarhide of Rio Dell, were taken into custody. The Joneses were arrested for cultivation and possession, along with being armed while in the commission of a felony and booked into county jail. Dollarhide was charged with cultivation and possession and released at the scene. The California Highway Patrol will conduct another DUI and driver's license checkpoint tonight. The CHP will set up along Central Avenue in McKinleyville, and the checkpoint is expected to run from 6 p.m. until the early hours of tomorrow morning. Unlicensed drivers or those driving on suspended licenses can expect to have their vehicles towed, while those suspected of driving under the influence can expect to be arrested, according to Humboldt CHP Area Commander Captain Harry Linschotten. Since January, there have been 11 traffic fatalities in Humboldt County, and in Eureka, there have been two DUI-related fatalities as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey is quite familiar with marijuana eradication efforts on the North Coast. It's his department that is at the forefront of the battle. Downey, who has stated his department's primary focus is on major growers and not mom-and-pop operations, said that despite large harvests, the sale and distribution of marijuana has not slowed.
Yeah, we had the West Coast or the national federal drug guy out here earlier this year, this summer, and I posed that question to him. I said, well, you know, the price is deflated so much, you know, I think they're going to price themselves out of business, at least at some level. He said, not really. He says that the consumer end price is still holding fairly steady. It's dropped some, but he said it's still fairly lucrative for those last hands it passes through.
Downey went on to add.
So even though there is what some people consider a glut on the market, a lot of marijuana out there, and we've seen that where I've actually heard stories of people that have had pounds ready to go out and they just can't move it. Yeah, you could store it if you store it properly, but, you know, if it gets any mold in it, if it gets wet at all, gets any moisture in it, you know, it'll mold up on you and then it becomes environmental hazard also.
Autumn is the season for the Campaign Against Marijuana Planting, CAMP, but those operations have been cut back due to budget cuts at the state level. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.